نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See, I don't think you guys had supper after Maghrib. Maybe in Arabic we call Salat Isha, and the meal we call Asha. So I had Asha, then we had Isha. But I think you brothers, you got Isha, and then after that you're going for Chow, then it'll be called Asha, you see. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know the shortage of water, do they know? Make more salam, more barakat will come, inshallah. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, is the 2nd of Zulhijjah, 1443. When we just study that, what do we learn? We learn that every day time is going, the year is going to end in 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time. So then we will be saying it's Muharram and the date will change, 1444. So let us just analyze that point. What is our life? Our life is our jawani, our youth, and that is la'ibu wa lahu. That we are busy playing and games and sports and bursting with energy. Then we grow up, وَزِينَتُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. My clothing must be better than yours. My car must be better than yours. My cell phone must be greater than yours, smarter than yours. And all other gadgets, we want the latest model. So the mutual rivalry and competition. Then we are now my age. Islamically, I'm 67 and few months now. So what happens? Now you start slowing down. Then you have the worry beats. You know worry beats. So worry beats at tasbih. But whether he's reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah, or he's bringing all his worries here, Allah alone knows. He's counting how much he organized for this son, that son, great and grandson, how much offshore, inshore, then deep shore, and lot of shores, you know. So all this goes on. So we must remember that is the khulasa, the summary of life. So Islam tells us, make qadr of life. How are you going to make qadr? That you see, our brother Maulana, Maulana is a buzruk, Mopadia. He says that now he brought here and his wife put honey and lot of studies, you see. So this is a container. So in this container, you can pour water or you can pour alcohol in it. That's your choice. So each one of us should be asking ourselves that Allah gave us life. How long will it last that we don't know? But how much we want to fill it, we can take the maximum benefit. If I give you 2-3 incidents, you should think about it seriously. Number one, Quran Kareem teaches us, Wala asri. Allah, inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi shan. Allah takes an oath on things that are very, very important and significant. So Allah is taking an oath on time to show you time is very, very significant and important. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathiru minan nas. Two bounties, remember that majority of the people, they have squandered it, wasted it, Muslim, non-Muslim. So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, which are the two bounties? As-sihhatu wal-faragh, the health which Allah has given us. And faragh, the leisure time, is holiday now. So what we're going to do? We will kill time and waste time. Rather use the time. You all know, I'm sure here around, Maulana will show you also, there must be the book, Riyadu Salihin, must be here somewhere. So if you know the author, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, he only lived for 45 years. In that 45 years, he dedicated his life. He didn't even get married. I'm not suggesting we mustn't get married. I'm suggesting draw the lesson how to appreciate time. He wouldn't have time to eat. He would eat one meal per day in 24 hours. He should say, Al-waqtu indana aghla min al-zahabi wal-fidda. That time by us is more important and valuable than gold and silver. So imagine, go look at what he did for al-fiqh shafi'iyya, that the fiqh of the Shafi'is. So remember that he left the greatest legacy for fiqh shafi'iyya after Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. That anybody wants to know the jurisprudence of the Shafi'is, you must refer to the books of Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. And you see, in any field, so that was how they appreciated. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda is faqihu hadhi al-ummah. What did he say? When the sun used to go down, so his chehra mubarak, his countenance mubarak, mubarak face used to become somber and serious. His students would ask him, O Ustad, why? He would say, look at the sun is going down. نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي. My lifespan is decreasing. وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. But my righteous actions and deeds are not increasing. Me, I'm 67 years old plus Islamically. So how many times did we ever think like that? These are Sahaba, students of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the sun went down, they knew we're going nearer to the Qabristan, we're going nearer to the grave. So that is our topic tonight, that az-ziyara ila al-maqabir fil haramain sharifain, to visit the silent towns in the haramain sharifain. Go one day to the Qabristan graveyard and see, nobody talks there. There's a different thing. We keep on talking and our cell phone is busy. But inside there, nobody is talking. So everyone is telling us a lesson. So what is the lesson they're telling us? Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every one of us, we will leave this world and death will take us away. You shall taste death. There's no person who will stay forever. Kullu nafsin, everyone shall taste death. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aksiru zikra hazim al-lazat, that remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. So what are the destroyer of pleasures? Remember al-maut, death. So we're living in a smart house, palatial house, mansion, 3-story, 5-story, and we got smart cars, we got 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives. And thereafter what happens? We got our children, they excelling in school and madrasa and varsity, and business is flourishing. Suddenly you hear the man had a heart attack, and then he passed away. Age 25, 28, 50, 30, 40, sometime younger. So brothers, this is the reality. So the person wrote, it was written on his grave. He told his children that maybe he must write something like this. If you know Urdu, so on the grave it was written, I'm not saying you must do it, I'm just sharing with you a lesson. May samja me aham tha, may samja me aham tha, lekin ye waham tha. May samja me aham tha. That I used to think I'm the main guy, I'm the don of the town, I'm the mayor, I'm the big shot, I am the main kingpin. But that was the figment of my imagination. We all non-entities. Aham, important, and waham. This is just the figment of our, this is the doubt we carry. That, so always appreciate what Allah has given us. So my brothers, I want to teach you about history, because this we have lost completely almost. So today if you go to graveyard here in your own town, so I remember one Friday I had to come here. Our sister, our Dr. Junaid Arbi, his mother, and it's her sister, Rashida, so his auntie, maternal auntie, so her husband, so Rashida's husband. So what do you call Jerry or Jelly or what do you call? Yeah. So I know he passed away on a Friday. So I had to deliver lecture here in this masjid there and the janaza and so forth. So imagine if a person passes away on a Friday. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jum'ah ghufira lahu. So remember that the person who passes away on a Friday and the person who goes to the graveyard on a Friday. Man tawaffahu Allah yawm al-jum'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allah min fitnat al-qabr. A person leaves this world on a Friday with Iman, Islam, Hadith in Tirmidhi. So Allah will protect that person from the torment of the grave right till day of Qiyamah. Ulama used to make dua and cry to Allah that, Ya Allah, let me leave this world on a Friday. How many incidents I can give you? Haji Farooq Sahib used to make dua, Ya Allah, let me pass away on a Friday. He was traveling on the train and he there, suddenly they saw, he picked up his finger, Ashadu Allah, ilaha illallah, Ashadu Anna, and he passed away in the train on a Friday. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, who came to this masjid, used to come abundantly to Vellum and so forth. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Qatada, Rahimahullah. And all these areas, they were well known. Hazrat Ji passes away in 92, remember, on a Friday. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawarallahu Marqadahu Abu Ustad also, he gave me permission for hadith. See how Mubarak death, he passes away. It's Friday, it's Ramadan, and like Ramadan last 10 days. And remember, he was saying, he's fasting. And then he's reading Surah Yasin. And which ayat he reaches? فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Ya Allah, Allah gives him glad tidings. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness and a magnificent reward. And the Quran, and he falls with us, and the Quran closes. What do you call that? Friday, Ramadan, reading Quran while fasting, and the ayat he read. Passes away in India after 3-4 days. I was in Makkah, 1999, and in the Haram Sharif, they announced there Sheikh Abdullah Subayil was the Imam, and there were over 12-15 janazas plus minus. So they announced that 27 night. They announced that we're reading Salatul Janaza ala Samahatil Sheikh Abil Hasan Nadwi Ghaiban, meaning in absentia. So over 2 million people in Haram Makki, 1 million in Medina plus minus. So imagine that. So I started crying because I said, Ya Allah, you gave this man what honor? That Ramadan, Friday, Quran, and now we're going to read the Salatul Janaza in the Haram Sharif. So on 27 night. That is what you call the real jackpot. You know, today people speak of jackpot. So brothers, remember this, that why all this happened. If you go study his history, geography, Hazrat Alimya, we call him Hazrat, I had breakfast with him once also in Lucknow. So Hazrat Alimya, Hazrat Mohan Abu Rasul Nadwi, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he won awards and awards from Saudi and from Dubai and from Brunei and this country. Hazrat didn't touch one US dollar of the price. If it's me and you, you see, you only give 1 million, you should give 2 million, you should be better also. Halmi Mazid, you know, so that is that. So why he gave me one? He didn't give two, like you see. Our greed, our heart is saturated with that. So, unhone to dunya ko laat maar diya aur akhirat ko bana diya. They said, we don't want this dunya, Allah will give us in the year after. So Allah gave him all this. Think properly, my brothers. We all have to go through it. Whether we like, we don't like. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. That when we in the last moments, then is sakarat, remember that. We start losing control of everything. You can't see properly, you can't hear properly, you can't do. I was there, my father passed away, mother passed away, brother passed away. So what happens? What you see? You will see the nose there, the tip is moving to the left hand side. So that is the signs now, anytime this person will pass away. The temple here, it subsides, remember it goes inside. These toes here and then the doctors are here, they'll tell you all that also. You will see the feet will start moving, let us fall apart. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقِ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. So that are the last moments. Therefore, you Muslim, when you know this person is in a halat and condition, then you must know what to do. So make talqeen, start not commanding, start reminding that person. That Qulu la ilaha illallah. Tell him or her, read la ilaha illallah. Don't command them, remind them. So we want their last word should be the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then when the person read it, finish then. Sometimes you see the person passes away, the eye is open, or the mouth is open, because we didn't do our job properly. So what is our job? That we, as soon as the person passed away, you close the eyes. And while closing the eye, you should read, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So while closing the mayyit's eye, same time you should do. The deceased person's eyes, then close it and say, Bismillah. You take the bandage and then you close the mouth so the mouth does not remain open. Same thing with the feet, you tie it up the toes and so forth and you keep it together. See, Islam taught us all this adab and etiquette more than 1400 years ago. That is our Islam, my brothers. But we don't learn this to then. We now will say, doctor, something is happening here and there. Fine, call a doctor, but do all this first. By the time doctor comes, sometimes the body is cold already. So we need to know all these things here. So now, Hazrat Piran Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. When I went to Iraq, mashallah, Baghdad, we used to go to the Qabr Mubarak there. And I used to always remember his poetry, then Hujjatul Talibin, and you know his great, great works. And people came from far and wide and so forth. So he taught us a lesson. And all of us should wonder, ponder and reflect over it. What did he say? Because when we live in the lap of luxury, then we become oblivious. Now I was there by the house, so I told them that the water, they say, oh, but you speak about the Tongat water. I said, yeah, I forgot about it now, you see. Because sometimes when we live in Omslanga and everywhere you just see Noor, Noor, number plate also got Noor, you know. So this type of things, yeah. So then you forget now, this big, here is not Noor, here is big problems, yeah. You understood? So you open lights also. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC and no current, you know. So then you open tap also, no current. So a lot of things going on here, you see. So nobody can help us. Who can help us? Only Allah can help us. So Hazrat Piran Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, one day I from young, you know, very, where is that Saad? Ah, there. You see, Saad, stand up. You see, yeah, 10 years old, no? Nine, yeah, very good. Like his age, then we started, you know, all this stuff. So remember this, reading Quran and then all these things. So I had very inquiring mind. Why this? My brothers and sisters always used to wonder, this guy asks real funny questions, you know. So I go, my mother, father, I say, now you gave me name Abdul Qadir, now who gave you all this name? I say, no, it's a panja vada pira, you know. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So we must have in a family one Abdul Qadir Jilani. You say, yes, sir. I say, oh. So that my name. I say, no, then it's very good, no problem, you see. So you must know why your parents gave you the name also. Sometimes they give zigzag names also, you know. Yeah. So that's why we go zigzag also a little bit, because the name is not really right also. Like Abdul Qadir, Abdullah. You heard today two white guys became Muslim on the radio. So I told him, what name? He said, no, you choose name for us. So I said, see, it's very easy. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, inna habbal asma ilallah, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. So one's name we kept Abdullah, one's name we kept Abdul Rahman, then Balito. Your brothers, what's it? They find out them. So I just make them with Allah's help, Muslim, who they are, we don't know. The other day, couple came from Australia here to your Durban. Durban is beautiful. So they came here holiday. So somebody told them, you must listen. So these people, they come for holiday, but they want to wake up 5 o'clock and tune the radio, you know. Muslim can't wake up Fajr, non-Muslim want to hear about Islam. Inqilab e Zamana, you know. Non-Muslim wants to know about Islam. Muslim, Muazzin Vega Salatu Khairum Minanam. And now the wind is blowing also. Yeah, I was in Durban, I see yesterday, today. So they'll take their blanket and go through and pull it even tighter. You'll say, Annawamu Khairum Minasalat. Astaghfirullah. Think properly what we're doing. So then the hearing, then they say, we're going back to Melbourne. They say, but make me Muslim. So you made a Muslim, they say, what name? He said, give them. So I say, Abdullah for you and Ahmadullah. Then they go back after 1 week, 2 weeks, they contact, then they say, we made this one, make them Muslim. Then this one make Muslim. Then 2-3 weeks ago, 23 people they brought, we made them Muslim. I say, you're becoming real ambassadors of Islam there. Allah don't need me, He don't need you. Allah selects whoever He wants to. Daily read 2 rakat salat. Allahumma ij'alni or Allahumma ij'alna adiyin mahdiyin. Ya Allah, give me the noor, and then we can use that noor and spread it throughout the whole world. Sirajam munira. Allah Jalla wala called the sun Siraj. Allah called Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam munira. That Sirajam munira, the noor will spread and our teachings, everything. Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody asked him, oh Hassan, he is the most famous poet of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Hassan, describe to us who is Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those of you who know Arabic, go open Allama Alusi's tafsir, Ruhul Mahani is in, depending now which one, the one we had was 20 volumes. So but nowadays everything is, you know, condensed and so forth. So Allama Alusi of Baghdad rahimahullah writes, he says that he, Hassan bin Thabit, said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to praise, I want to sing some praises to you. The Master alayhi salam gave permission, it's long, but I will just read once. So he said, Hassan radiallahu anhu said, Ma im madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, Ma im madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, Lakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. Is not my speech elevates the rank and status of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, Nami, his Mubarak name, that Mubarak name elevates my speech. You see, brothers, that is what you must learn. Ma madahtu Muhammadan maqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. So that is what we have to learn. So Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani says, Wa kam min kafanin maghsulu. How many kafan are washed every day? How many people today we heard janaza? Whether in Makkah, Medina, every day you hear. And then the shroud, the kafan has to be put. You must always juxtapose and compare. Then you will appreciate the beauty of Islam. In my travels, I travel many countries, Allah's further. So when I used to go to India, from Pakistan, we used to go to India, you know. It's all cheap business. We shouldn't. Just jump in third class bus, third class train, third class this. So that is where all everything happens, you know. So one day I'm sitting here and Babuji is sitting there, you know, Hindu gentleman. Babu means gentleman, Hindu gentleman. So we're passing Ganga, Jamna, the Ganges River, so he took out Nariyal, you know. He took out this coconut and then he started throwing it there. So I said, Babu, kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? He said, main khuda ko khilata hu. I'm feeding God. I say, Khuda, tujhe khilate hai ki tu khuda ko khilate hai? Now he starts thinking that, you know, maybe I'm also a little bit mixed up, that how come I told him that I'm feeding God, but all the time God is feeding me. I say, brother, you have to stimulate people's minds to think. Brother, so many a time that now when we were in India, so now the bus is going this way. Now there we tourists, you have to pay, you know. But 10 rupees, 20 rupees, very cheap, no problem. So I jump in the bus, now they stop. So they say, this is the graveyard. I say, whose graveyard is this? They say, no, this is the graveyard of the people, remember, that they take the deceased and they just throw it and they don't bury. And the vultures will come and then they'll clean it up with this type of thing. What's the name of those people? Parsis. Now imagine, that is one way of treating your deceased. One way of treating your deceased is that you cremate them. where I used to stay in Newcastle. So if you walk this way, is Darul Uloom. If you walk in the opposite direction, they used to have a crematorium there. And then when they used to burn and cremate the body, you could hear the sound, everything, you know. When the explosion takes place. Then I think some people complained, then they made another, because you could hear everything what's going on. Then they made, for them, different facilities. And so that is also a way. I mean, it's their system, we're not going to say anything, they believe in it. But for us, Allah Jalla Wala gave us the best. Remember that. At first the ghusl, then the kafan, then remember Salatul Janaza, and then the barrier. So Pirane Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawar Allah Al-Qadahu says, وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُ. But me and you who are going to go into that kafan and shroud, we are busy in the souk, in the market, in the mall and bazaar. As though as there's nothing like death or anything else. That we're filling up more and more and more and more. The reality has not hit us as yet. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. I told you just now, مَنْ زَارَ قَبْرَ أَبَوَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدِهِمَا يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. If each one of you, whether it's Dr. Junaid or whether anybody else, so your father passed away, mother passed away, make it a habit, if you can. On a Friday, go to the Qabristan, to the graveyard, and remember, make dua for your beloved parents. As long as they passed away, Islam, Muslim. On a Friday, غُفِرَ لَهُ, you will be forgiven and considered as a pious son of your parents. Allah give all of them Jannatul Firdaus. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who's going into that grave and into that qabr, he is so deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. You take our daughters. If a person come there, Mahapajya, what do you say? If a person goes today, what is Toyota and Nissan and this kind of car? They say, I came for the hand of your daughter. They'll say, bye, we want to make istikhara and all this thing. You come with a BMW and this big, big girl. They'll say, take her, be my wife. Be my wife. So we gave our daughter also just based on the car they came with. So that's why they like the BMW. You see? So the occasions of joy and happiness, they deceived us. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُمْ. One day, we're speaking of Hajj and Umrah. I used to look for all cheap tickets, you know, in Newcastle. So we flew from here to Addis, Ethiopia. That time wasn't all the smart airport in Addis and the new planes, all. MashaAllah, planes. You must make the zikr dua 3-4 times, then the plane ride. So we all in ihram, and now labbaik Allahumma labbaik. You mustn't sleep, Besad. You all, you where's my youngsters? Yeah. I see, Sad, what's your name, beta? Obeid, you mustn't sleep. I got a nice story for you. Huh? Right. You know labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Very good. So you see, when we go for Hajj, so I tell the Hajjis, your mother leave the tent and our camp. She must sit quietly here. Because why? Everybody's in ihram and everybody looks same, you know. Everybody's hair is off because they made umrah already and everybody got ihram. So now, and if you South Africans, 90% don't know Arabic also. And you go to the police, he doesn't understand English also. They hold our passport, you know, they want to read. They read from right to left. They think English also goes right to left, you know. They know how these chaps carry on there also. They also mixed up characters like that. So anyway, so there's one more time he got lost, South African. So afterwards we realized 1 hour, where is this motor? They said, no, he went out. So I said, leave him, somehow he'll come back. So well, we must go look, we can't look for him. So everybody make dua, they'll come back. Everybody comes back eventually, but just a little bit, you know. But nowadays they got cell phone, but that time no cell phone business. So after 2-3 hours he came back. I said, Mota, where you went? He said, no man, I just wanted to check the shop and all that, then I got lost and everything. So I said, well then how you came back? He said, no, I met this police. And then I said, what you told the police? He said that I remembered one thing, that our camp is here and that Al-Bake shop is there. Al-Bake shop, not Al-Bake shop, Al-Bake shop. You know Al-Bake, eating place. So I told him, the police, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. So the police replied, Labbayk Allahumma Labbayk. He say, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. He say, Labbayk Allahumma Labbayk. So you must learn some Arabic and all that. Well, the whole day you and the police will play one game, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk, he'll make Labbayk Allahumma Labbayk and this type of thing. So anyway, so the point I was making here is this, that now we tell the Hajis, read Labbayk, all these type of things. So learn all this properly before you go for Hajj, before you go for Umrah and so forth, and make a quality Hajj and so forth. Okay, let's carry on now. So I want to come to graveyard of Madina Munawwara. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes from Madina Munawwara, from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara, and they're staying there. So who is the first person who passes away? After the migration of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who passed away? Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. Not Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, he's the son-in-law. There's another Uthman, Sayyidina Uthman. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tearing, crying so much, وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ, and then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him on his Mubarak forehead. When you hear your father, mother, somebody near and dear passed away, then you kiss them on the forehead. So I know you guys, first thing you're thinking, oh, if my wife passed away, I better kiss her one more time, you see. You can't kiss them. Hanafi say, not permissible. No kissing allowed for your wife. Hanafi say, no. Skin to skin you can't do, according to Hanafis. So anyway, that came in just by the way. So Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala passed away, and then he was buried there. Where exactly is buried? I'll give you the exact location. Now we're taking you for the tour. You must pay attention now. Normally in Madina Munawwara, I tell people, on a Friday, meet me there, but because masjid and then is a graveyard. The graveyard is called Baqi. The original name is Baqi ul-Gharqad. Gharqad means all the thorny trees and that in the olden days. Then it got cleaned up. And Baqi means that hollow land, like, you know, hell. So it's going like that. So anyway, so we enter the graveyard and we make the dua. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-kubur. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. Antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. So if you don't know all these long dua, just make assalamu alaykum. So we enter the graveyard, right? We're zooming in now. You'll pay attention. So on the right hand side, you will find the Ahlul Bayt buried there. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is buried there. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu is buried there. The chacha, the kaka, the uncle, paternal uncle of the Master alayhi salam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. All of you, my mothers and sisters, Mulisa put this limit right on myself. It's half time now. So our Hafiz Mehtar, he picked me up every morning. After I finished my program, then he picked me up, mashallah. Mashallah, we must tell Gurme Kedan, Jazakallah. Bohat Aziz, Jazakallah. So, your mothers, sisters, you all must pay attention. Because nowadays, this whole quality of haya, shame, modesty, slowly is disappearing from 90% of the homes. Surah 28, pay attention. Surah 28, verse 25. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam comes from Egypt to Madian. And now, whenever I land here or anywhere, so then I read the same dua, Surah 28, verse 24. What do I read? Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. So when the plane is coming down to land, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Chapter 28, verse 24. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you're sending down, I need it, Ya Allah. Boarding, lodging, that, all these things here. So, mashallah, so everything works out positive. Now the sisters, they were waiting for water, like you know how you all wait for water, yeah, I see tankers and what have you. So they were waiting. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam was very strong person. So, and he asked him, what you're doing here? He said, no, Abuna Shaykhun Kabir is very old. He said, okay, go stand that side. He filled up the buckets, everything, they reached home quickly. So father asked them, Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam, how come you came home so quickly? He said, no, this man, he helped us out. He said, go call him. Because father is old. Who came to call him? Safura radiallahu anha. Subsequently, she became the wife of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. See, mother, sisters, what Allah says. Make a note of this. Chapter 28, verse 25. It's the only place in Quran you will find. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. The way her gait, G-A-I-T, the way her style of walking was, so bashful, so much modesty, so much haya. Allah Jalla wa'ala praised this lady's haya. See, brothers, and our mothers, sisters, how they'll walk you, they'll bump us off sometime in this thing, yeah. So, brothers, think properly that, but it's our mothers, sisters, we must respect. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala ana, Sayyida to Nisai Ahlul Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, honorable husband, O honorable husband, the day I passed away on 3rd Ramadan, 11th year after Hijrah, her demise took place, 6 months after Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise, fama dhahikat qattu. Remember, she cried, she never ever smiled, she was weeping. Subbat alayya masaibu, law anna subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. She used to say, Ya Allah, such a calamity has fallen upon me. If that calamity had to fall on the day should be transformed into nights. How she felt. All the brothers passed away in infancy, and sisters passed away before her. She was the only one living after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the children. So remember that. So she made wasiyat. Oh, my husband, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, when you are going to bury me, for husband to bury wife, yeah, that is totally permissible according to all four schools. So make sure, Sayyidina Ali, that you must put a chadar, you put a shawl, a sheet on top, so no man must see my the shape of my body, even ba'd al-wafat, even after my demise. That is haya. How Allah loved it, Allah said, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved it, that is the sunnah now for all our mothers, sisters. See, brothers, what is haya and where we are today? Sometimes our own families also, Allah have mercy. So what are we telling you? That remember, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورٌ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ عَالِكُ. So we're busy with the tour. So that side is Ahlul Bayt. When you come further on, then remember is the other daughters of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, the master alayhi salam with four daughters, all buried in Baqi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable azwaj, the honorable wives, our mothers, they all buried there, besides two. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra in Makkah, in Mu'alla. Our people pronounce it wrong. Makkah is at the slope. When we come there, I'll explain to you. So that is Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And when you come to Makkah, 30 kilos before Makkah, there's a place called Sarif. So there in Sarif, remember Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried there. How many times people pass it, they don't even know, because they don't know boats, they know nothing there. But we know, so whenever we passing, going, coming, then we tell the taxi stop there. Sometimes the taxi chap also doesn't know. They like stories, I tell you stories. So one day there was a taxi guy. They picked us up in Jeddah or wherever. So, you know, this Arab, this Bedouins, they're not really refined characters, like, you know. They're a little bit like rough guys. Like, you know. So, yeah, from Medina he brought us. So, Medina to Makkah. He, my wife, myself. So, his moustache was going right below the upper lip. You couldn't see this upper lip of his. It was right like this. You know. He was too busy with the taxi. He got no time for all this. So then we started speaking. So I told him, Sheikh, You know this hadith. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذْ مِنْ شَارِبِهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. If you don't trim your moustache, then remember you're not really on the right path. You're a little bit zigzag, you know. So he didn't say anything. Now the board is showing this side Makkah, we're coming from Medina. This side is showing Jeddah. So I see he on this indicate the left we're going. So see, Haji, we have to go this road here. They're not this road. He said, no, I know. But I want to take you home first. So I say, this is after I told him about his moustache business. So he said, no, I got a proposal to make. What's a proposal? He said, I'm taking you home, you marry my daughter. But my wife is sitting there. I want to clean his moustache up, but he wants to give me his daughter. That is how life works, you understood, sir? Ajib waqiyas happened there also. So let's go. I tell him, leave all daughter business. I tell him, Haji, I mean, ihram first of all. Fala rafasa, wala fusuka, wala jidal. You can't speak of all these things, yeah? So, hey, Bedouin, I say, okay, let's go this way. I didn't get his one. So let's go further. So we discuss the Ahlul Bayt a little bit. Then Ahlul Bayt are all the wives, everybody, all the daughters. But in this sequence. Then you come and you take the first turn. Imam Malik rahimahullah is there. Imam Malik used to cry day and night. Ya Allah, never let me leave Medina. The only time he left, he was well in his 80s when he passed away. Imam Malik only left Medina Munawwara, remember, once when he had to go for Hajj. He never left Medina. Only for Hajj he left. So, that was the love for the Master alayhi salam. When he was the Imam, the Sheikh, then the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting there. Imam Malik is teaching hadith here. So he had that honor for years and years that he was the mudarris, the teacher who teach hadith to people. Harun Rashid came. See, story for you all. Because sometimes, you know, this money, dollars and pounds and euros, they make us float a little bit. So Khalifa Harun Rashid came to him, to Imam Malik rahimahullah. He said, Imam, you're the big sheikh, you must teach my children. But you must come there to the palace. He said, Al-ilmu la yubau wa la yushtara. We don't buy, we don't sell knowledge. You want your children to come, they must come here. No, I come there by you. So Harun Rashid kept saying. Thereafter, he said, okay, they'll come here, but you must have separate period for them and separate period for the other students. Say they want to study, they must study with the other same students here. No special classes. So, okay. Then they said, so one day Harun Rashid come, the all sitting, you must remember. Then he's sitting there on the chair. If you seek all is different, you become a chairman. So Harun Rashid is sitting there, remember this. So he read the ayat. That he said, well, the true quality of the true believers, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا. Almighty Allah states, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُنَا. So that when they walk on this earth, they walk with humility. And they sit on the ground and all that it means. So Imam Harun Rashid is listening, they all understand what's going on. So Harun Rashid put the chair away, starts sitting on the ground also. See, I teach you a nice story, it will help you in life. One day if you go to Iraq, there's a Waliullah there, sage of the age, Bahlul. So Bahlul, Harun Rashid came to him. So Bahlul was like person, you know, he just speak it. You don't know who you are. So Bahlul, he asked, Harun Rashid asked Bahlul, give me some advice. He said, I must give you advice. He said, please. He said, you know what you did? Now, if you take this and look at the Muslim countries, Arab countries, see, say, what happened. He said, you know what you did, Khalifa Harun Rashid? That, Rafa'at al-Tin wa Wada'at al-Din. You took the sand and you made big, big palaces and towers. And the deen, you brought it right down. That is what you did. Rafa'at al-Tin wa Wada'at al-Din. So that is what you did. Rafa'at al-Jas wa Wada'at al-Nas. You took the cement and put right on top. But the Quranic text and the prophetic text, the Quran, Sharif and Sunnah, you brought right down. In kana min amwalik, if it is for your own wealth, O Harun Rashid, fa innaka min al-muwazzirin, then you are a mubazir. Quran says people who squander, they brothers of shaitan. Surah 17 verse 27. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, and if it is from the public exchequer, the baytul mal, then it means you usurping their rights. Fa anta min al-zalimin. So straightforward talk. He's Khalifa. Fabaka Harun, Harun starts crying. Say you want more? He said, no, I don't know where it went to be. So that are the great people, brothers. So if you want rain, then bring justice in ourselves. If you want rain, make more istighfar. If you want rain, then make our dealings, everything pure. No usurping people's rights in them. So the next point we go, now we go to Imam Malik's grave. Who was the first person to be buried? I told you the name, you remember? Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. If you go further on, you find Ibrahim ibn Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried. When he passed away in the 10th year of the Hijrah, the Master alayhi salam weeping, sobbing, wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, I feel so sad. I can't walk with you, I can't talk to you now, you passed away. So remember, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take my beloved Ibrahim, my son, and bury him in the same grave of Usman bin Mas'un radiallahu anhu. So when you go to the grave there, a lot of people are always there, then first Usman bin Mas'un was buried. Then when you go further down, then you'll see Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala was buried. Who is Sayyidina Usman? Sayyidina Usman, the mihrab there, right in front of Masjid Nabawi, the first six serfs, he extended with his own money. Remember that. Who is Sayyidina Usman? One battle of Tabuk, the 90th of the Hijrah. So he gave 1,000 gold coins. The Master alayhi salam was spending it out of happiness. He gave 300 camels with a saddle. Nabi sallallahu, the logistics were 30,000 sahaba were ready to go from Medina to Tabuk. I flew to Tabuk. 1.5 hour. Midsummer, 45, 50 degrees. How is going to make all the logistics? Sayyidina Usman said this. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma darra Usman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Nothing, no harm can come to him. He gave everything for Islam almost. Such wealth Allah gave him, but he spent it like this. So remember, the Zalims came and they made him Shaheed, his wife's name Naila. When his wife was trying to help and defend her honorable husband, then she took her hands out like this, they cut her fingers also. So Naila's fingers were also became Shaheed. Read our golden history, we don't read. So he's buried right there. So like that, Imam Malik said, the plus minus 10,000 sahaba buried there. So when we go there, then you take our ulama, Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwarullah Marqadum. I tell you one ajeeb story. Iman taza ho jayega. One day we in Masjid Nabawi. So we're sitting right there in the corner, this side. You know. The Mubajaha Sharif is that side where you make salami. So Haji Farooq sahab was there, but I was facing. So I said, Hazrat, here Hazrat Muhammad Sayyid Ahmad Khan sahab tashreef la rahe. There's Hazrat Muhammad Sayyid Ahmad Khan sahab coming inside. So Hazrat said, yes, I know. I said, nay, Hazrat, inko ikhraj kiya gaya. They have expelled him. The government expelled him. They told him, all this work you're doing, dawah, this, they know. You must give all this up, then you stay here. You don't want to give it up, you go back Pakistan. He said, fine, I'll go. So Hazrat then told me, Haji Farooq sahab told me, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. So I said, Hazrat, us par hum ek jumla, ek kitab likh sakte hain. Ye log najdi hai, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein dua. Allahumma barik lana fi yamanina, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. For people of Yemen, the Master alayhi salam made dua. The people of Sham, the Levant, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, put together is called Levant, Sham. So the Master alayhi salam made dua. And fi Najdina, Najd is Riyadh and all these areas. Nabi alayhi salam refused to make dua for them. I don't say every person is bad, that also is wrong. But you will say the fitna, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, will come. Look at today, all the fitnas coming from there. They hajj time now, they put big urinals and what there for the hajjis. This is how they make khidmat. In ihram, you're going to go and you have to lift up your... Can a person ever think like that? This is what they got. Yesterday I sent it out to everybody. This is how they're making khidmat, inna lillahi. So anyway, that he said, ye log najdi hai wajdi nahi. Wajdi, that you need to have the profound, deep understanding of deen. Then, so that is the... So they expelled Hazrat Muhammad Sayyidina Khansar. Allah wants, you must come back, he went. After 1 year, 1.5 years, 2 years, he knew somebody in Qatar, Doha, all that. So he told him, organize visa for me, and I'll make Umrah. So he made Umrah, everything, and when he came to Madinah Munawwara, he passes away in Madinah Munawwara, he's buried in Baqi. Who can take it away from you? That is Allah, you must remember. Makkah Mukarramah, you go, so when you enter, Makkah is Hajun, that whole area is called Hajun, where the graveyard is. So when you go to the graveyard cemetery, you will see it's in the upper region. So that's why Mu'alla, and where your Zamzam and Hilton and all that is, so that is called Misfala. Makkah is the slope, like this, going down. The nearer you come to Baytullah, the land is going down like this. So Misfala, where your hotels are. And so our people, you tell them, go graveyard Makkah, oh, I can't walk so far. And all. Tell them, big sale, they all can walk then. But anyway, remember this, so first grave we go to our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. So one day, you know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praising Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha abundantly. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, the honorable wife, said, but we are also like here, you know. So Nabi alayhi salam said, oh Aisha, she believed in me when no one believed in me. She's the first person, not first female, first person, an individual to embrace Islam, alal itlaq, absolutely. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She gave all her wealth to me when no one was prepared to give me financial support. She's the mother of my children. She's the mother of my 4 daughters. She's the mother of my 2 sons. Ibrahim's mother is Sayyida Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. So we need to understand this. Then the Master alayhi salam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique and unique. Her place is high. So when we go there, my brothers, go thank Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha for all the sacrifices she made. Qurbani is not only sacrificing our camel. Qurbani is to remember the people who gave everything for the sake of Islam. So understand that. So go make salam there. Then you come down, you will find Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Zubair is awwalu mawludin, the first baby to be born in Madinah Munawwara. Remember that. And this was after the hijrah. The first thing that went into his mouth Mubarak was the lu'ab and the busaq and the saliva Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. Then the tahniq and all this kind of thing. So when he passes away, his mother is Asma. After a few months or so, she passed away 100 years old. The eldest sister of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Mother buried there, son buried there. When we take people, we show them this. So like that, how many hundreds of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is buried there. Today you hear janazah taking place there, as-salatu alal amwat, they no more buried there. Unless with special permission and so forth. So they got them in another area called Shara'i. Shara'i is a place where you find the hearse and all that takes you there. And they take 1-2 members of the family. And they got another graveyard for them, and it's called Maqbaratul Adl. So these are the 3 famous graveyards in Makkah. Maqbara means graveyard, cemetery, Qabristan. Maqbara, Mu'alla. Maqbara, Shara'i. Third one, Maqbara Adl. You heard of Sheikh bin Baz, Rahimahullah, he's buried there. Sheikh Sudeish, you'll know, his mother and them, they buried there. So normally there's big shots like they get buried there and so forth. It's all part of the haram. So in that way there, you should make dua for them, make dua for the Haramain Sharifain, and make dua. We also, Allah give us death in Madinah Munawwara. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil Madinah, fal yamut biha, fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever can pass away in Madinah Munawwara, then he must do so. And they will be the first people I will intercede for, provided that he or she passed away with Iman. So when we go for Hajj, we go for Umrah, they push us in front. And then what they say, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, mare Hajj ko kabul farma. Everybody, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, mare Umrah ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, hamare ziyarat Madina ko kabul farma. Ya Allah, accept our ziyarat. Ameen. Ya Allah, Madina munawwara ki maut nasib farma. Let us pass away in Madina. They all become Hanafis. So I look back and I say, Baji, what happened? Baji, see, one pocket got riyals, other one got dollars. We don't want to die now, Baji. So I kala some of them, they talk, you know, Lord. So I say, kala, who tell you kala? Kala say, ha. But the problem is shopping, kalas need to you, I mean. Understand? Shopping is only half wheeler still. So you say dua now, you want to kill us, you see. So that is our halat and our condition. So see, brothers, death, we have to be ready all times. And if Allah give death there, then it's subhanallah, I gave you incidents. Okay, brothers, my time is exhausted, so we take this opportunity. I don't know who's who here properly, but anyway, all the trustees, the imams, so Maulana Padya, Hafiz Naushad, and all the other trustees, Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you, our Dr. Junaidia, mashallah, and all the directors of the various radio stations, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and the capital team, and all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, and the directors of Sirius FM, that is our brother Faisal Asmal and our brother Yusuf Asmal there, mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward them. Our technical team is here, mashallah. Our brother Dawood Monli, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, and our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal. So they brought one, two or three, some decoders there, and whoever is very poor, just go speak to them. Maybe they give it out already. But wherever the decoders are supposed to be given, by Monday, Tuesday, it will be delivered. During the week before Eid, inshallah, then the poor people will receive it, inshallah. And I can't forget our Hafiz Hussein Wadi. Allah Jalla Wala reward him. And inshallah, he's our main coordinator for all these programs. Allah Jalla will reward him for all his sacrifices as well. So tomorrow will be our last program. Inshallah, we'll be going to Port Shepstone. There's a slight change there also. Barakat of all the people's load shedding. Initially, program was supposed to be for tomorrow night, Saturday night, in the town masjid in Port Shepstone. But now they changed it. They said, no, it will be in Albertsville. So tomorrow night, we will be, inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz, in Albertsville. And Sunday morning program, that won't be live on radio, but that will be in the town masjid. They say about something about the load shedding and generator and all that. Today, before you on your generator also, you have to say Bismillah three times. You know how it is. So that, because generator also sometimes goes with the zigzag. So anyway, so brothers, that was a few announcements we make. So we got few the time here now. Let us make dua for ourselves and the ummah at large. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for his deen, inshallah. This is Tonga, is it? When I was 3-4 years old, that's what they told me. Our family came here. So they all went to go play in the ocean. So I'm a small boy. So I said, they're all playing. So I said, let me also jump inside. So then they saw this guy is floating. So everybody left me. They said, now he's gone, finish, what can we do? So one lady, she's there in Whitbank. So she took him but and all that. She said, let me go save this light key. So she went inside, and she pulled me out from there. It happened here in Tonga. So when I was 4 or 5, I don't know exactly, but that's what they tell me. 3-4 years old, less than 5 I was. They all went, so I also went. Now what was I doing then, Allah? So then Allah Ta'ala's mercy came. Then we went to Karachi to study. So I was telling you the story of Ethiopia, and I didn't tell you the story. Quickly, I tell you the story. So we were going to Hajj, or no, Umrah, or whatever. Anyway, so we fastened the haram there. So now the Ethiopian airline took off. So the chap opposite me is in ihram, and then what happened was, he started crying. So I asked him, why are you crying? He said, see there, the plane is on fire. So I looked, I saw, so I told him, don't worry, my brother. If the plane crashed, we're all in ihram, and for innama yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati yulabbi. We all will wake up saying, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. I told him, then he started crying even more. Then even I'm looking, I say, well, these flames are getting more and more, man. So I call that lady there. I say, what's happening? He said, no, don't worry, sir. This is the Ethiopian airline. The higher it flies, the flames will get less. So all Barakati airlines like that we flew on also. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم كنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابي يسيرا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاك الله خير